The Novel and Private Self. The novel, as the German critic Walter Benjamin said, is a product of solitude, both that of the writer and that of the reader. But what were some of social and economic changes which produced this solitude? The novel was the first literary genre which depended exclusively upon a printed form, the book. This meant that the reader, first of all, had to be able to read, and secondly, have the money to buy books, which at that time were extremely expensive. However, it also meant something else. Unlike a play, a book could be enjoyed by one person at a time, someone who had the time and space to concentrate and sufficient light to read by, when needed peace and quiet, in a word, privacy. The novel became the predominant form of culture and entertainment for the rising urban middle classes, partly because this was the first social group for whom privacy and seclusion were important values, won through increased economic prosperity. The growth of London led to an increasing segregation of its inhabitants into different residential areas. The northern and western areas of the city were populated by the upper and upper middle classes, while the east end became the exclusive province of the labouring poor. The advantages and disadvantages of urban life became a central concern of the novel and remain so to this day. On the one hand, we have novels which focus on isolated individuals trying to make their way in the big city and coming into contact with all kinds of people and social environments, Defoe and Fielding. On the other, we have novels which take us behind the scenes to explore in detail the private world of a particular community of people, a world which we ordinarily see only from the outside, like Samuel Richardson or Jane Austen. The cultivation of the private self was facilitated by two related developments. The first was the growth of personal letter writing, which enabled people to talk to friends without leaving the home. This was linked to the increase in free time and literacy of middle-class women, and was assisted by an improvement of the postal service. The second aspect was the refinement of private space within the home itself. By the 18th century, with the development of late Georgian houses, masters and servants lived in separate parts of the house, and each member of a middle-class family usually had their own room, so they could be alone with their thoughts, innermost feelings and daydreams. Today, the contract of solitude between writer and reader that helped create the immersive, concentrated pleasure of novel reading is becoming a relatively rare occurrence. The pervasive influence and communicational demands of social media and our online existence has transformed solitude into a difficult and, for many, an undesirable experience.